In opening remarks at the Brussels meeting, NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer stressed the alliance's commitment in keeping its peacekeeping troops in Kosovo beyond the December 10th UN deadline for the future status of the breakaway Serbian province.
NATO's continued commitment to the security and stability of the region remains crucial, and we will act resolutely against anyone who seeks to resort to violence. Regardless of the outcome of the status process, Kosovo will remain and has to remain a place where Kosovo Albanians, Serbs and others must be able to live in peace together, free from fear and free from intimidation. And we are determined to play our part.
The foreign ministers had a full agenda in Brussels. Besides NATO's role in Kosovo, where Kosovar Albanians are threatening to declare independence, the alliance will also discuss their efforts to secure peace in Afghanistan and expanding their ranks to include new members. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov from non-member Russia are also expected to discuss a new U.S. intelligence review that suggests Iran suspended its alleged nuclear weapons program in 2003. According to press reports, NATO members agreed over dinner Thursday night that their policy toward Iran should not change. But Lavrov has said Russia sees no evidence that Tehran ever had a nuclear weapons program. The Russian and NATO foreign ministers are also expected to discuss other topics on which, as Mr. Scheffer pointed out, they do not always see eye to eye. Most notable among them is Kosovo, a European arms treaty Russia has suspended adherence to, and U.S. plans to establish a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.